Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Marathon Park, and we are just about set to go. West is in their dark blue with the gold and white trim. The Lumberjacks are in white with the red and black trim tonight. And let's see if the Lumberjacks can hang with the Warriors here tonight. West won the first meeting between these two teams back in the Marathon Cup. That was on December 12th. The Warriors getting the 5-2 win down at Green Heck. So it'll be Lee, Peterson, and Clement for the Warriors with Metzinger and Evans on defense. Sam Wiegert in between the pipes. For the Lumberjacks, the starting line, Landon Daniel, Andrew Daniel, and Gabe McGinnity. Sam Romanski and Trevor Holcomb on D. And Ian Corbett in goal for the Lumberjacks. Both teams at center ice, and we'll get set to drop the puck here. Logan Clement taking the draw for the Warriors. Comes back to the East defenseman. Romanski sends it ahead, and it rolls into the zone. Grabbed by the Warrior defenseman. Metzinger sends it ahead. Loose at center ice. And Landon Daniel sends it back the other way. Gabe McGinnity's going to dump it in deep. It slides behind the West net. Wiegert comes out to play it. Warrior centered around the boards. Held in by McGinnity into the corner. Grabbed by Metzinger. He's going to skate it in front of his own net. Send a cross ice pass, and the Warriors break it out to center ice. Flipped back the other way. And it's grabbed as the Warriors get a partial change. And Adam Parcells out on D. He's going to send it in. And East will chase it down behind their own net. Trevor Holcomb sends the breakout pass ahead. It's held in the zone, though. Shot from the high slot. Corbett to save. And it flips up and out of play, and we get a whistle. First shot of the game for the Warriors came from the high slot off the stick of Drew Pearson. And with 16:13 to play, we get a whistle and a faceoff coming to the right of East goaltender Ian Corbett. Slides right back to Pearson. He takes a shot, and Corbett's got to make a save on that. Right off the faceoff, puck rolled back to Pearson, and he flipped in a hard wrister, and Corbett ate it up. Another faceoff coming, this time to Corbett's right again. It's Justin Anderson taking the draw for the Warriors. Pearson grabs the loose puck again, sends it out to the point. Parcells throws it a high, hard one. Corbett to save on that, comes behind the net. Lumberjacks need to get it out, and they will. Carrying it ahead. Pass ahead to Austin Cummings. Too far. They wave off icing. Cummings comes in hard. And the puck sent behind the Warrior net by their defenseman. They look to break it out. Held in, though, by Ben Feck. Now it's flipped up and out of the zone to center ice. Feck will grab it, carry it in, take a big slapper. That deflects off Parcells to the corner. He grabs the loose puck, looks to get it out. Nick DeVorney trying to hold it in for the Lumberjacks. And it's held in at the blue line by Piscula. But now the Warriors able to clear it. Slides to the near boards. Warriors send it back to their defenseman. Kellen Theraldson will send it cross ice to Parcells. Long pass ahead. Bounces off the stick of Alex Gessler and deep into the east zone. Grabbed behind the east net by Piscula. He looks to get it out and does. Cody Krasowski sends it ahead. It is going to slide in. And they wave off icing as the Warriors chased it down. Now they look to come back the other way. Here comes Kevin Conley. He sends the pass ahead. And into the zone. Carried in by Gessler down in the corner. Centering pass. One-timer. Corbett got a stick on that and knocked it to the corner. Good save right there. Puck behind the net. Romanski will grab it for the Lumberjacks. Trying to get rid of it to the boards. Can't. The Warriors holding it behind the net. Now Romanski grabs control of it. Sends the pass ahead too far, but it's out of the zone. Going to be carried back in by John Metzinger. Metzinger drop pass along the near boards. Conley's got it. He loses the handle on it. Battle along the near boards where it's pinned up. Lumberjacks trying to get it out of there. Warriors send the pass in. They've got a man. Backdoor pass. Shot. Corbett might have got a stick on that. It goes behind the net again. Battle for it back there. Romanski had it pinned against the net. Warriors come out of there with it. Now Romanski's got it. East looks to clear it, and they will. As Craven sends it the length of the ice, they're going to wave off icing. East is going to get a change as the Warriors grab the loose puck. Kellen Theraldson sends the long pass ahead. And now it's grabbed, carried into the zone. There's a shot, and Corbett to save behind the net off the stick of Logan Clement. Puck comes to the near boards. Warriors hold it in. Centering pass. Popped up right in the slot and goes behind the net again. Holcomb tries to get control of it. He's pinned up against the boards by Andrew Lee. Centering pass, they had a man in the slot. There's a shot. That deflects off a leg and goes behind the net. Battle for it down there. Warriors keeping the pressure on in the offensive zone. West controls it. They get it down low. Centering pass in the slot, knocked away. There's a shot. That deflects up and over the top. And here come the Lumberjacks out of the zone. McGinnity gets to center ice and will dump it in deep. Lumberjacks getting a partial change. Warriors changing up as well. And here comes Kellen Thurlton. He's a freshman. Warriors playing a couple of freshman defensemen tonight. Jacob Evans and Kellen Thurlton. Talk to Pete Susans. He'll talk about that during our first intermission about why that's happening. There's some illness and some injuries going on with the Warriors. And then, of course, the loss of Sheldon Ojat to the suspension as well. East able to clear the zone. That's going to slide in on net. Wiegert's got to direct that behind the net as DeVorney comes in on the forecheck. Warriors look to break it in. They misfire on it. And now able to get it out. Lumberjacks dump it back in from center ice. And losing an edge and going down hard was Jacob Evans. Now the puck in the corner. Lumberjacks holding the zone. Grabbed though by Metzinger. And he breaks it out. Now held in by the Lumberjacks, comes down into the slot area, grabbed by Evans. He goes in the corner, sends a long pass ahead, right onto the tape of Drew Pearson. Pearson gets it ahead, Lumberjacks clear it right back out again. They've got a man at center ice. Can Cummings get there? No, he goes down, loses his edge and goes down. And here come the Warriors back the other way. Justin Anderson stood up at center ice. He's able to send it in. Pascula tries to clear it and will. 12 minutes to play here, first period, still no score. That puck comes in on net. Wiegert plays it back ahead. And the Warriors try a long pass. That goes off a stick and is grabbed by Sam Romanski. He backhands it ahead. Warriors grab control of it. Here comes Kevin Conley. He's a good skater. Takes it into the zone. Drop pass. Shot. That goes wide off the stick of Andrew Lee. And the Warriors are going to, or the Lumberjacks grab it. Cody Krasowski gets to center ice. He's going to dump it in. And here comes Cravens in on the forecheck for East. West looking to break it out, and they will. Here comes Conley again. Conley's going to skate through pressure. Now stops, turns, backdoor pass down into the corner. Nobody there for the Warriors. Centering pass is deflected away by East out of the zone. Warriors regroup and grab the puck at center ice. Carrying it in now, Andrew Lee. Lee down into the corner. Holcomb's trying to harass him enough, pokes it away. Along the boards now, grabbed by Zach Peterson. Out to the point, Metzinger goes D to D with it. Shot by Evans. That deflected, didn't get through and goes to the corner. Warriors still control it. There's a shot. And that didn't get through off the stick of Zach Peterson. Puck slides behind the net. Romanski trying to control it for Easton. Will send it hard off the boards and out. That'll be an icing call against the Lumberjacks, but they needed to get a change. 10:41 to play here in the first period. No score. East-West Hockey is brought to you in part tonight by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Faceoff coming to the right of Ian Corbett. This game moving right along. No penalties yet. Really not many stoppages of play. And the faceoff is grabbed by West. Zach Peterson skates it behind the East net. Looking, centering pass out to the point. Big slap shot by Parcells. Corbett to save. The rebound's in front. Scramble for it. East able to clear it to the boards. Parcells holds it in, though, at the blue line for the Warriors. They get it down in the corner. Peterson with it. Centering pass. That deflected. Didn't get through. Now East will look to clear it. Ben Feck sends it up along the boards. It's kept in. Sent in from the blue line. Now East will grab it. Cummings looks to get it ahead. His pass intercepted at center ice by Adam Parcells. Parcells sends it back the other way. Now here come the Warriors into the zone as the West squad changes up their defensive pair. And they get in there quick enough to hold the zone. Now here comes East out of the zone. Ben Feck's going to carry it in. Feck takes a shot. That deflects, but Wiegert's going to grab it and get a whistle as Andy Cravens was coming in on the forecheck for the Lumberjacks. 9:45 to play here, first period. Still no score in this Kuhlman Cup matchup. Andy Cravens will take the faceoff for the Lumberjacks against Kevin Conley. West wins it behind their own net all the way over to the near boards. And it's flipped up and out of the zone, and West has numbers. Two on one coming in. They got a pass. Conley couldn't handle it. It goes to the corner. Centering pass is grabbed by East. And they look to clear it, and they will. Krasowski makes a move at center ice. Tries to flick it in on the backhand. Didn't go deep enough. And here come the Warriors back the other way. But take it away. Flipped in. Oh, boy, they got caught with... They say that puck didn't come out. Wow. I thought Kravitz was going to be called offside, but no. East able to hold his own. Now a turnover shot. Wiegert's got to stick that aside. They got a good shot away right there. And now East able to hold the zone again. Romanski digging at the blue line, trying to hold it in. Got tied up. Now the Warriors clear it. East ties up the puck at center ice, though, and Cravens tried to carry it in. His stick got tangled up with one of the West players, and here come the Warriors back the other way. Big check over there by Gabe McGinnity. West sends it behind the East net. Comes to the corner, grabbed by Romanski. He flicks it high ahead. That's going to be grabbed by the West defenseman. They're always looking to attack back the other way. Attack, attack, attack. Puck loose at center ice, grabbed by the Lumberjacks, sent in by Landon Danil behind the West net. Comes all the way around to the near boards. Comes loose, grabbed by East, skating through pressure. Here's a shot that deflects down to the corner. Andrew Danil couldn't get much on that one. He and Landon Danil trying to hold it in. Comes out to the blue line, held in by Jack Knuckles. Warriors grab it, go D to D in front of their own net, and now we'll get it out. Gabe McGinnity top knocks it in, but not very far, and now the Warriors are going to get called for an icing as Parcells' long pass wasn't touched. Icing the call against West, and East will get an offensive zone faceoff here with 7:58 to play in the first period, no score. East-West hockey brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Jack Knuckles takes the draw. West wins it behind their own net. John Metzinger with it. Metzinger tries to get a breakout pass. Comes out to the point. Knuckles holds it in. Now Fecht's got it. Can he get a shot away? Yes! Wiegert the save! Oh, man! Cummings just missed. Slid it through the crease behind the goaltender. Wiegert made the original save, and there was a rebound, and Cummings' shot went wide. Here comes the Warriors back the other way. Into the zone. Good opportunity for East right there. Here's a shot thrown in that goes wide off the stick of Justin Anderson. Now another shot thrown in from the point, and Corbett gets that one down to the corner. Penalty coming against East. I think they got Ian Corbett. I think it's going to be a penalty against the East goaltender. Lumberjacks need to touch it up. West has the extra skater on. There's a shot! And Corbett made a save on that and covered it up. And West is going to get a power play here with 7:14 to play in the first period. I think they're going to get a penalty on the goaltender. It looked like Corbett got his stick up down on the other end, but we'll see. They've got a new scoreboard here at Marathon Park, and they were just out of work yet a bit earlier. First new scoreboard here in about 30 years, at least. All right, power play for West. I believe, now they still don't have the penalty up on the board. Now they do. They're going to call a penalty on Nick Piscula. I guess he was in front of Corbett and caused that penalty. So the Warriors on the power play. Conley shoots. That didn't get through. That was blocked by Jack Knuckles. Puck along the near boards. West is so good offensively, and then when you give them the man advantage, they're really good. One-timer by Conley. Corbett the save. No rebound. Interference, the penalty call against Nick Piscula. So West will have the man advantage here. Another minute 40 remaining on the penalty. Faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbett. Puck comes behind the East net. Sent all the way around, but not out. Held in at the blue line by Kellen Therrelson. And now East able to clear the zone to the other end. How good this Therrelson must be if he's playing on the power play as a freshman for the Warriors. Adam Parcells will carry it ahead into the zone. Parcells skates to the near boards. Cross ice. Therrelson shot. That got through, but it might have deflected. It went wide. Down into the corner. Andrew Danil tried to clear it. Misfired on the clearing attempt, and West holds his own. Big one-timer winding up, taking the shot. Parcells, that got blocked. Conley's got it out on top now. Winding up. Shoots. And scores! Might have been deflected, but the Warriors will get on the board first. A power play goal here with 6:10 to play in the first period. Conley measured that one from out on top and fired it at the net. Didn't see if anybody got a piece of that to deflect it. We'll get the scoring here and give you all the scoring between periods. But the Warriors have the lead, a power play goal, and it's 1-0 West here in the first period. Faceoff coming at center ice. Ben Feck out there to take the draw against Logan Clement. Lumberjacks win this one, send it toward the West blue line. Warriors send it back the other way. Grabbed by Romanski. Flips it high off the glass. They're going to say Conley got the goal. Nobody got a piece of that one. Now East has it in the zone. Flipped toward the net and grabbed by Metzinger. Metzinger, breakout pass, and here comes West. Clement is going to hurry it into the zone. Got behind Holcomb, centering pass. Nobody there for the Warriors. It comes to the far boards. West holds the zone, though, and will send it back behind the net. Grabbed there by East, sent to the corner. Austin Cummings going to fire it around. Grabbed by the Warriors, set it front, shot, and they tied up the stick that time of Zach Peterson. He couldn't get a shot away. Here comes East back the other way. DeVorney tried to send it in deep. Didn't get deep enough, and now the West defenseman will grab it. Both teams were able to get a partial change. Warriors send it ahead. It's chipped into the zone. Down in the corner, Piscula will grab it for East and send it to the opposite corner. Andy Cravens will grab it there. Cravens being harassed down there by Justin Zahn. Controls the puck, though, and sends it out of the zone, off the side boards. And that'll be, the icing will be waved off as the Warriors run it down. Here comes Therrelson back the other way. Long pass ahead. There's a shot. Corbett makes the chest save, and there's no rebound as Pearson fired that one at the net. 4:39 to play here in the first. Coming up during our first intermission, we'll hear from West head coach Pete Susans. Faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbett. West wins it. Shot. Corbett the save. The rebound was in front. East can't clear it. Oh, now they will, as Parcells couldn't hold the blue line. It popped over his stick, so he retreats to center ice and then will dump it in. West getting a partial change. Lumberjacks send it ahead. Cravens couldn't get a stick on that, and West will dump it back in. Battle along the near boards, and East comes out of there with it. Cody Krasowski, the pass ahead. Cravens will carry it in. Centering pass, and cleared out of there by Parcells. Long cross-ice pass for the Warriors. They'll knock it in deep and give chase. Romanski got there first. Cale Bowman trying to tie him up along the boards. Conley in there as well for the Warriors. Puck comes out. East looks to clear it, and it pops over the stick again of the West defenseman, Parker Daly. Warriors grab it and send it back the other way. Slides behind the East net again. And grabbed by Piscula. Sends it over to Cravens. East looking to clear it. Can't get it out. Held in by Zach Peterson. He sends it behind the East net again. Warrior centering pass. Now still it back. Now there's a shot that went through the crease. Now fires a shot from the blue line. That's Metzinger. That went wide. Lumberjacks need to clear this, and now they will. They'll just slap at the length of the ice, get an icing call, and we'll get a whistle here. With 3:13 to play in the first, Lumberjacks needed a change there, so they just fire at the length of the ice. East-West Hockey brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. 1-0 West, 3:13 to play here, first period. There's a turnover shot, a goal! Hard wrister, and the Warriors will lead it 2-0. Off the faceoff, the puck came out about halfway out to the blue line. And I think that was Zach Peterson who took that shot. Hard wrister, glove side. Corbett couldn't get a glove on it, and Peterson will get the goal here. 2-0 Warriors. Lumberjacks win the faceoff, send it into the zone. And West will quickly clear it out. Puck at center ice. Peterson will get the goal. Here's McGinnity carrying it in. His shot blocked off the leg of Kellen Therrelson. It goes the other way. Long pass ahead. Andrew Daniel can't catch it. The Warrior defenseman will grab it again. Parcells has it. Skates it behind his own net. His pass off the stick of Andrew Lee, held in for a moment by Landon Daniel. Now Andrew Daniel trying to get a stick on it. Warriors send it ahead. And they will come ahead into the zone. Andrew Daniel tried to get it deep. Now it's grabbed by DeVorty. Takes a shot over off the crossbar. Nick DeVorty made a nice little move to get free. Got the shot away, and it went off the crossbar and out of play. 2:17 to play here, first period. Boy, that would have been a big goal right there. If the Lumberjacks can cut it to one here before the end of the period, that would have been huge. They will get an offensive zone faceoff. Ben Feck taking the draw for East. Comes to the corner, grabbed by Metzinger, sent behind the Warrior net. Austin Cummings tries to dig it out of there. Shot thrown at the net goes wide off the stick of Feck. DeVorney tries to get over there and grab it. Instead, it's grabbed by Nick Tetchell. He's another freshman. Three freshmen playing tonight for Wausau West. And that's going to be an icing call against the Warriors. Tetchell cleared it, and we get a whistle. Three freshman defensemen getting time here tonight for the Warriors. East with another offensive zone faceoff. Ben Feck will take the draw against Justin Anderson. Comes down into the corner. DeVorney's going to try to grab it there. Cycles it behind the net. Grabbed by Parcells. He tries a dangerous clearing pass, and they are able to take it out as he sent it right in front of his own net. Warriors dump it in behind the East net again. Holcomb trying to get down there. Sent to the corner and grabbed by Anderson. Out to the point. They go D to D with it. Parcells tries to make a move to get free. Instead, just flicks it in with the backhand. It's grabbed there by the Lumberjacks. Feck sends it ahead. Grabbed by Cummings. Poke checked away from him before he could get it in deep. Here come the Warriors back the other way. West attacking. Centering pass. Knocked away by Feck. Goes to the corner. Cummings backhands it right out to the point. Parcells winds up and fires. And that deflects up and out of play. He didn't get all of that one. And it was deflected up and out of play with a minute 12 remaining here in the first period. West leading 2-0. Warriors ranked second in the state. The record of 9-3 coming in. Arguably, they play the toughest schedule of any hockey team in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, kind of hard to argue when you look at their schedule. East clears the zone. Warriors will dump it right back in. Knuckles behind the net. Back there with Nick Piscula. West has it. Down in the corner. Battle for it there. Knuckles comes out of there with it. Sends it around the far boards. Now Andy Cravens. Cravens will carry it out. Pass ahead, but it's grabbed. And now carried back in by Alex Gessler. He gets bumped into the boards. Puck come loose to the corner. Battle for it there. Warriors control it. Shot in front. Corbett a save. He's down. Scramble. Mad scramble. Puck comes out of there. And East able to clear the zone. Now, I thought they did, but maybe not. Actually, I think it touched somebody on the East bench area, and we get a whistle here with 17 seconds remaining in the first period. Faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbett. Landon Daniel taking the faceoff against Logan Clement. Puck comes out to the blue line. East can't clear it. Shot is blocked. Lumberjacks need to clear the zone. Now they do out to center ice, but it's carried back in. Andrew Lee takes a shot that goes wide. Battle for it there behind the net, and the first period will come to an end. Two goals for the Warriors, one on the power play, and they lead it here after 1-2. We'll take a break, come back, and hear from West head coach Pete Sousens. We'll do that next. You're listening to East-West Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.